Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you one and all, wherever you may be in the world, and it is fantastic to contact you all again from this side of the Great Divide. Excuse me, a bit of a tickle in the throat there. But my name is Andrew D, and welcome to this, my show, which is the Andrew D Show, Spiritual Awakenings, and that's what it's all about, guys. It is my show where we speak to your family, your loved ones, your friends, whoever they might be, on the other side. I say those who have crossed over. And what we're going to do tonight, guys, we are going to have a little chat to you. We're going to have a bit of music. We're going to have a little bit of a laugh. And if you call in, you can call in for if you want to just have a chat. If you just want to have a chat, then that's fine. If you want to get a free reading, yes, a free reading, then that's even better than, oh, tell you what, let's just stop that there. That's an old show. There you go. There you go. Sorry about that. That was an old show there. But anyway, we're having a bit of a faff tonight. Anyway, guys, this is what it's about, and this is where you need to call me. If you want your free reading and you are stateside, then call in on 760-283-4611. That's the number for you to call in free. If you're in the UK, then if you go to my website now, I haven't updated it, but you can call this number as well. It's stateside, which is toll-free, 760-283-4611. If you're in the UK, you can put plus one in front of that, and it's the same number again, 760-283-4611. And what we will do, we will endeavour to speak to you, get your free reading. All you need to do is contact Ken, my producer, and he's left a message in the chat room. Now, that's if you can get into the chat room, and that's if you're registered. Ken wants you to PM him with your area code and first name, but we just might have to play this blind tonight, so there you go, because we've one or two technical difficulties, but we will endeavour to work our way through. So anyway, if you've never heard of me, if you've never seen me, then I've got a website. I'm on Facebook as well, so look me up, Andrew D, Spirit Medium. I think I'm on Twitter as well. But also, if you want to go to my website, which is www.drew, which is D-R-E-W, and D, spelled D-E-E, so drewd.com. If you go there, you can have a look, have a wander around the website. There's not a great deal on there because this is where all the action is here on the radio station. So that's it, guys. So what have we got coming up for you? Well, hopefully some free readings. I've actually dug out my angel cards tonight. And the reason for that is I was just inspired to dig them out of their boxes. And they are quite interesting sometimes, especially if people have got a, let's say, a particular question they want to ask. Or, and I always use them right at the end, and I know you can't see it, guys, it was good. Quite good when I used to use them on a TV show that I was involved in, because I would always give the reading and then reveal the cards afterwards, and it's not a fix. Sometimes they tie in exactly with the reading, and you know, they literally underline what might have come out in the reading, and that is all fine and dandy. So, mediumship, what's it all about? If you tuned in for the first time tonight, yep, I was actually out in Wednesbury in the Midlands here in the UK last night doing some readings for a family. And what I always say to people is, do you know the difference between a psychic and a medium? And not a lot of people do. And it's often quite important that we do know the difference, because I would say, very, very few psychics work mediumistically, because that's the way they like to work. They may work with tarot cards. They may work with objects that belong to you that contain information. That's psychometry, which is all psychic work again. And often, especially if maybe you're holding on to, they're holding on to something that has been passed on in the family, often spirit will come through, but that depends on whether the psychic works with them or not, which is not often the case. But I would say 99% of all mediums are psychic, but they then decide whether they want to work purely mediumistically or with both. And I know some people don't like working psychically. It's a totally different energy. It's a totally different way of working. And if you're really, really good, then you should be able to work both ways. And sometimes the energies can get mixed up. You could be working with spirit 1 minute, you've lost the energy, you haven't stayed within their power, if you like, and you end up working a little bit psychically with the voice connection on the telephone. So, yeah, it's a delicate practice that needs a little bit of fine art and a little bit of fine tuning and, you know, sometimes a little bit of difficult work as well. But anyway, what we got for you tonight? We have got a song by Snow Patrol coming up. That is going to be in about a minute's time. But once again, if you want to call me tonight, if you get your free reading tonight on the radio, on the telephone, then toll free, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you go into Blog Talk Radio, look up me, Andrew D, and there will be a little Skype button there on my page. And you'll be able to call in for nothing, for free. You can't get better than that, guys. A free reading on a free radio station, and it doesn't cost anything at all. So all you need to do is call in. I also understand it's a little bit quiet out there tonight. It's the holiday season, so we will endeavour to push on through for the next 40 minutes or so. But in the meantime, before I chat anymore, here's a little bit of music for you. It's Snow Patrol with Paradise. Take it away, please, Ken. Well, that was Snow Patrol and Paradise. And do you know what, I find with that song, mentioned there's a line in there that mentions about life getting too heavy, and it does sometimes, guys. And you know, I've often had people come to me for private readings, or whether it be via Skype or sometimes even a written reading. But what we find is that I don't know whether some people, and I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, but when life's getting a little bit too heavy, I'm human. I'm still spirit in a physical body, and as with everybody else. But some people say my gift, but I see a gift in the same way that a brain surgeon is gifted. It's just a different talent that's been bestowed upon us, and we use it in different ways. You go to a brain surgeon if you need the help that he can provide, and it's not always 100% successful. You know, with mediums, with psychics, you know, some people ask you to tell their future and say, you know, when will this happen? When will it get better? When will things change for me? You know, and some people can provide a bit of an insight into that. But with the world of spirits as well, they will often link with us, and they do connect to you out there directly as well. But we're just so busy in the, you know, with life that we don't have time to tune into ourselves, never mind the spirit world. And people often say to me, you know, when will this change? When will this happen? You know, can you please help me here? And I often say to people that, you know, we have, and you'll see this on my website, I've commented on this as well, that, you know, we have a physical brain, we have a physical body, but, you know, we have a heart as well. And you often hear the argument about, you know, the heart ruling the head or the head ruling the heart, whichever way it may be. But your heart is your soul. It's also, now, there's another discussion. What is the difference between the spirit and the soul? And I haven't got any answers on that at the moment, but I will just say your heart is your soul, and it tells you where you need to go. And if you were to listen quietly enough and try to get rid of all the superfluous information that is fed into us, you know, we have the internet superhighway these days. We have information being fed, you know, via smartphones, via the PCs, by radio, by TV, and it's overload. And, you know, so much of it is trash, it's rubbish that we don't need to know about. And very often, if I'm driving, I'll have the radio on, I'm listening to it and thinking, I've been listening to garbage for the last hour. And maybe on a long motorway journey, I might just sort of turn the radio off and, you know, the mind wanders a little bit. You know how it is on the motorway or the freeway, and you go on to autopilot, which you shouldn't, because you have accidents then, and we all know what happens then. But, you know, every now and again we have thoughts that, you know, get sent out into the ether, and every now and again we seem to be inspired or motivated or suddenly have this intuition, or, you know, the old saying with the light bulb comes on. And what we don't realize is that many occasions that is spirit talking to us, the world of spirit talking to us, and telling us, giving us an inkling, giving us guidance on maybe which direction we should go. And half the time is that we don't listen to that. We don't even listen to ourselves. And, you know, sometimes those voices are very, very loud indeed. But we suddenly have this physical human reaction, this urge to this reaction to override everything that is intuitive to us and what we know is best, to do what seems to be best in the interest of others. And with that, you know, sometimes people will write a list of priorities that are down, say, I need to do this, I need to do that, and very often with that list, the list keeps changing. Oh, this is now priority one, this is priority one. Oh, now this has moved down to 10. But what I will say to you is the world of spirit, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, the architect of the universe, will always deliver to us. God looks after his own children, and he will always deliver, and so will the universe. But if you don't know what you want, and you're not sure what you want, how can it be delivered to you? And it's a little bit like being stuck in a toy store with a child, and they can't make the mind up. How can you give the child that toy if they don't know which one they want? If you said, I've got, you know, some money here to buy you whichever toy you want, if they can't make the mind up, you just can't buy it for them, because you can't afford both, or both cannot be delivered at once. So think about it along those lines, guys. And, you know, that will sort of open up a whole host of thoughts, whether it be their own or whether it be from spirit. Then open up your mind. Give yourself that quiet time to think, because I try and meditate as much as possible, and I even think to myself, if I can't find 30 minutes in the day, after a 24-hour day, if I can't find 30 minutes for myself, how many people eat lunch at the PC and work, don't even go outside and take a break? And if you can't find 30 minutes for yourself, then, you know, the world is a sad place. But we have got some callers lined up here, and I'm going to go any second now, and I hope I wanted to say she, so I'd like to think it's a she. Who knows? We'll find out. Area code 253. Are you there, please?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi there. How are you? What's your name, please?
I'm Cheryl Hill. I'm calling I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
In Seattle,
Washington, from my friend's house, actually. I just arrived on an airplane today.
Oh, right. And where did you arrive from?
Minneapolis.
Oh, right. Okay, fantastic. So, well, thank you for calling in. And sorry, can you repeat your name again for me, please? Because I didn't quite catch it when you mentioned it.
Right. I'm Cheryl.
Cheryl, okay.
Yes, Cheryl.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, Cheryl, how can I help tonight? Was it just a general reading you were looking for, or some specific guidance? Or
guidance would be delightful, yes. I have the world at my doorstep right now. I have immense opportunities, and sometimes it's hard to know whether my spiritual path and my tactical one are the same. I have some very big decisions in front of me shortly.
Right. Okay then, Cheryl. Well, let's see how we get on. I always say I will do my best for people, and if I can't quite, you know, nail that down for you. But Cheryl, were you listening in before when I was just chatting away and we were talking about, you know, the heart, the mind over matter, or the you know, my head ruling my heart, or my heart ruling my head, and about some of these decisions you've got to make, and not working with spirit just yet, but something tells me here that you are very much, and it's strange that I mentioned that, and then literally, you know, you're talking about your spiritual pathway and your tactical pathway with your life, and I feel very much here that you are literally swaying between the two. You know which way your heart wants to take you, but your head is overruling that, and you're sort of making what we would call practical everyday decisions, and actually your heart seems to be taking you in a totally opposite direction. Would this make sense to you?
Somewhat, yes.
Right, okay then. Right, straight away, Cheryl, I've got a gentleman joining me at the moment, and he does draw very close to me. And this gentleman's... this gentleman's making me aware here that he would have passed with what I feel is a cancer condition, and he was drawing me very much down to the lower half of his body, and I feel that this would have been very much a male-related cancer here, and there are very few that are very specific to males, shall we say, and I feel that that's an area that would have caused him trouble, and I'm also being made aware here that secondary cancers formed, and it would have spread throughout his body as well, but, and he's making me aware here that before he passed away, then he would have lost the use of his speech as well. Would you understand this gentleman at all? Would this make sense to you?
Somewhat. My father died of lung cancer, and he wasn't able to speak at the end of his life, but it wasn't
It
wasn't lower body.
Right, okay, thank you. Now, that's where he was drawing me. So what I will say, and you said this was your father or your father-in-law?
My father.
Okay, thank you. If I could just work with what you've told me so far, thank you, because you mentioned the lung cancer, and you mentioned about him not being able to speak towards the end. But he was definitely... Okay, I'm going to ask him to tell me in a second why he was drawing me to the lower half of his body as well. Okay, because I feel... Right. Okay. What I'll do, Cheryl, I will leave you with that information about the lower half of his body, because he's telling me, he's still insistent that he was your father, but he's telling me that there was an issue down in that direction. Okay. So I'll leave that as it is for now. I'm not going to force the issue, but I'll just give you the information he's passed on to me. But with the lung cancer and the losing the power of speech here, but I'm going to call him Dad, because Dad's making me aware here, Cheryl, as well, that he's telling me that he would have, before he passed away, I know a lot of people before they pass, they end up lying down in hospital beds, but he said he tried to sit up as much as possible because he said somehow he gained relief from sitting up and being able to sit upright, and it was almost like more comfortable for him. Would you understand this with Dad? Would that make sense?
Yes, he went home with Mom, and he enjoyed sitting at the table with coffee with her, yeah.
Thank you. And that's what he's telling me here. So, and I don't mean to be rude here, Cheryl, but if you could possibly just say yes or no for me, please, because I'd like to try and find out as much information and give as much evidence as possible that I've got your dad with me, okay? So thank you for that. Okay, now, as Dad sat with me, now, he's telling me here that, now, when I said he was drawing me to the lower half of his body, would you understand, Cheryl, where he would have had to have sat on some sort of cushion or some sort of, he would have had to have sat on, I want to say, a soft seat, because he's telling me that was more comfortable for him. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and that's why he kept taking me down there, because I'm sat, and as he's overshadowing me, and he would not let me get away from this issue of having to sit on a cushion or some sort of soft furnishing here, okay? Now, you mentioned drinking the coffee here, but now, I know this is a traditional British pub game here, but Dad is making me well. Have you heard of dominoes before? The game of dominoes, would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, would you understand where Dad would have played dominoes? Would this make sense?
Yes.
Thank you, because that's what he's placed out on the table in front of me. And this is absolutely amazing, really, Cheryl, because this is something that I do say to people. And he's making me with the dominoes, but he's also making me with, he loved what I would call parlor games here. And I mean playing cards, or where he could use his intellect and keep the gray matter alive. And he loved... outwitting people, especially in games where there was numbers involved, such as cards or dominoes as well. So would you understand this this competitive streak with Dad? Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Right, great stuff. Now, what he's telling me here, I think we've I'm also getting the name Bernard connected here to Dad. So I don't know whether you would be able to understand that. I will leave that there with you. But what Dad's making me aware of here, Cheryl, as well, all of that evidence I've given you there, the dominoes, the cards, everything else, and Dad's competitive streak here, and what I was talking about earlier on as well with the mind, the heart ruling the head and the head ruling the heart, Dad's telling me, you know, a lot of, and this is amazing, and your dad was a wealth of knowledge. Would you understand this? I mean, he had so much knowledge there that he would always impart it to people, and he would try and help people. And if he knew something that would help somebody, he would pass that knowledge on. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, right. And he was telling me there that when I was chatting away about the heart ruling the head and the head ruling the heart, that was him giving me that, because I just felt inspired to talk about that, and he just said that was him passing that on. Now, obviously, he knew you were going to call in. I didn't, and obviously, you listened into that. But what Dad is telling me here, Cheryl, you're talking about your spiritual pathway and your tactical pathway, about the big decisions you need to make. He said, in your heart, he said, you've already made those decisions. You've already decided what direction you want to go in. And he's talking about further travel here. And he's talking, I've been shown overseas here as well. I'm being made aware of overseas connected to, I want to say, opportunities that are coming in your direction. But Dad's making me aware here that he said, you've made these decisions already. He said, but what you've done, he said, you've mixed the two up. And he said, you've allowed the head and the heart issue to get confused. And he said, and it was very clear cut. And he's showing me a line on my desk here in my office. And he said, it's very clear cut. He said, you know what you need to do in both aspects. He said, but you just need to keep them separate. He said, you've allowed the two emotions and the two, I want to say the two issues to become clouded and become a grey area. When he said, because you have got a very clinical mind. Would this make sense, Cheryl? he said, he's just told me you are able to literally say, and he said, you do see things black and white. And he just said, these issues are black and white, he said, but you've allowed them to become grey. And I love the way he's using these analogies as well here. And all he said to me is, he's not opening up any more of this, because he said that's your private information, your private life. But he said, you know what to do with these issues. And he's just making me aware here. He's taking me on a skiing trip at the moment. And he's telling me that now I'm being taken to, I'm going to say a typical ski resort like Boulder in Colorado. But would you understand? Okay. I know why you show me skiing here. I don't know whether you would understand skiing in another sense or whether that's something that makes sense to you. But what Dad showed me here is, he said, He just showed me a slalom, a downhill slalom, and he said, it's a case of going with the flow. And he said, you need to go with the flow. And what I've got here, and I've used, this is the first time I've ever used them on my radio show, I've drawn my angel cards. And I literally shuffled them as we were talking, and I've just turned them over. And the Archangel Michael card, Cheryl, is telling you to let go of fear now. There's also my Oracle card saying start anew. I will leave that with you. And it shows me a picture of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly and floating away, new beginnings, new starts, and a whole new direction for your life. But equally, Doreen Virtue cards, what are these called? These are my messages from your angels, and this says, patience. Now is the time to learn, study, and gather information. Enjoy being a student, because in the future you will synthesize your knowledge into action. And it's telling you to stand back, absorb everything, all the information you've got, and with Dad's help here about this clear-cut decision, separate out the issues, the head and the heart issues, separate them out. And he said, you will go forward boldly. And he said, you will not make any mistakes. He said, you just need to follow your heart, and you know which direction you need to go in. So can I leave that with you, please, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay. I hope that helps somewhat. But Dad just tells me here, and this card, Archangel Michael says, let go of fear now. And Dad says, there's nothing to worry about. He said, just keep following your heart. And he said, every now and again, when that nagging doubt comes in, he said, go with the flow. He said, it will all work out. Okay, can I leave that with you?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed for calling in, Cheryl. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Okay, guys, that was Cheryl. She was from Minneapolis, but she was up in Washington State. There you go. So thank you for that. Now, we are... Right, we're just seeing if we've got any other callers here. Right, what we will do, we are going to have a little chat, but we're also going to have some more music first. And I was in a spiritualist church last week in Longton in Stoke in the UK. And I thought, oh, sure, yeah, we sung this song. It was I Wish I Could Fly, and it's Bobby Brown. So, Ken, please take it away. We'll have a bit more music. Thank you.
I used to think I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. Just believe it.
There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings.
Was it Bobby Brown? I can't remember now. But Cheryl, thank you very much. Maureen, I nearly said to you there, Maureen, call in if you want, but you did, and that was Cheryl. Thank you very much indeed. I would like to request a call in. Well, Maureen, you can call in. The number is 760-283-4611. Now, there's something wrong with my PC here, here in the UK, and I think the problem is, it's a beautiful summer's evening here, and lovely and warm. But I've got a touchscreen computer here, and I deliberately don't touch the screen, but flies keep landing on the screen, and I don't know what the flies have done to my PC. there we go, Maureen. Maureen, she said she did call in. It's 253. Thank you for that. And whatever's happened, all I can see is literally one line of the chat room. So, guys, if you're going to chat, that's all I can see. But what else have we got for you tonight? Well, we're waiting for some more callers. I just think it's the holiday season, isn't it? You know, the kids in the UK here started their summer holidays at the end of last week. And my eldest son has already been off for 2 weeks because he goes to school in a different county. He's already been off for 2 weeks, and he's driven me mad. So I've shipped him off up to his grandmother's, and he's actually working with my brother tonight. So I doubt whether either of them are listening in, but this is hello for Mark, my brother, and Adam, my eldest son. And they are at a function tonight. My brother's a chef, and my eldest son, Adam, he absolutely loves cooking, and he is working with my brother at the moment. And I think he thinks he's going to get paid as well, but no, child labour is still legal in this country. Joking. I'm sure he'll be just happy to get fed with whatever food is left over at that function, but there you go. So, right, I was chatting earlier on about heart ruling your head, your head ruling your heart, and I know for a fact that that was Cheryl's dad who came through, and, you know, I was inspired to talk about that. And if you're ever in a position like that, excuse my croaky throat, if you're ever in a position like that, then it's so difficult because we have so many outlying pressures, outside pressures, external pressures on us to perform in a certain way or to do things that we necessarily don't want to do. And for those of you who haven't listened in before, I have mentioned this once or twice, but I was in a very similar position last year that I just felt in my heart that I needed to move on from where I was living, what I was doing. And I took that plunge, moved house, moved away from where we were, gave up my job to go and do my mediumship professionally, or when I say professionally, that is few and far between, but we're still struggling by, but there you go. I know things are going to take off, and I would never have made that leap of faith if I didn't know. I just knew in my heart that I had to change what I was doing. And I think the problem was, and this goes out for anybody listening in now, that the problem was I was doing a day job that I felt as though I had to move on from. But equally, because I was concentrating on that and having to go to work each day, I wasn't making inroads into the mediumship that I wanted to do and getting the work that I wanted to do because I was concentrating on the day job. If I was working late or doing a late shift, then, for example, if somebody wanted private readings and they wanted them on certain days, I couldn't because I was working or I was away with work. And if you like, work was getting in the way of what I really wanted to do. So in the old-fashioned way, I gave up the day job to pursue what I wanted to do, and hopefully that will still work out. And there's lots of exciting developments coming up. I've got quite a few things coming up, which I won't divulge, but it involves me going on the road. And I will say so much is that it is the Spiritual Awakenings Tour. I've managed to secure a few places up to now, but, they haven't confirmed anything yet. It is all sorts of, let's say, word of mouth and gentlemen's agreements, and I'm waiting for the paperwork to come through. So anyway, that is that. But I was in a church last week, as I mentioned, and in the churches, there are many prayers that are read out, and we pray for... Oh, guys, if you're in the chat room, my producer just come through and said, are you having problems calling in? Because there's people asking, can they call in? But we don't seem to be getting anybody through at the moment, so I don't know what the problem is there. But I will... I can't remember the number now. I did mention it before. Right. The number, guys, the best way to get the number is if you go to Blog Talk Radio, the number is on there. It's a 760 number, toll-free. And we are having one or two technical issues tonight, which we will work through. And the other thing as well was you can also call free on Skype. So maybe the Skype route is better tonight. If you haven't got Skype, then it's a little bit difficult. But I know you can call in from your cell phone if you're in the States on this toll-free number. We haven't got that luxury in the UK. So let's try and work through that. And... Oh, right. Well, thank you very much, Maureen. Cheryl wants to say the reading on her dad. Right on. Thank you for the message. And, well, hello, Mindy's friend. Yeah, Mindy's a regular, and she's not here tonight, so I don't know where she is, guys, but thank you very much for that. But anyway, back to what I was saying about on the church side, we often have philosophy, and within the Spiritualist Nationalist Union, which is a ruling body in the UK, we have seven principles of spiritualism, and often the philosophy is revolve around them, designed around that. And very often, it's easy for somebody like myself as a medium to stand there and be inspired to give some philosophy. And I know there are people who write some excellent pieces of philosophy. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could, make that work on a daily basis and put, as I mentioned earlier on, it's so difficult because we have to try and work in this very physical world. We have to go to work, we have bills to pay, we have mouths to feed, we have to travel, and sometimes that can get a bit heavy and a bit bogged down. And even for me, I might have been and done a church service, I might have really enjoyed myself, the energies have been fantastic, spirits have come through, and one of my greatest joys is one of my great joys is being able to pass messages on and from spirit to people to allow them to sort of help with their lives at the moment and move on. But sometimes, I'm driving home, I'll get home and, things have happened at home and, whatever that may be, and I've suddenly got to change. And it's a bit like, I'm not saying I'm a pop star or a rock star, but sometimes it's a little bit like somebody who may be famous and has fans around the world who adore them, but they've got to get on with real life at the end of the day. And we cannot exist in this perfect world, which is the spirit world, in a bubble, and exist in this physical world. We need to get on. And that's the difficulty I have, guys, flipping between the two. You know, the light and the airy side, if you like, with the world of spirit. And, you know, some weeks I come home absolutely buzzing from a service and from, you know, working with spirit. We've just got to get on. You know, there's a bill on the door that needs paying, and I've got to go out and earn the readies to pay that. So, guys, it's not all perfect. We've all got to muddle through. And that's what I'll say to you. That's what I want to leave with you. That reality is that, you know, we've got to exist in this physical world. And if I can give you some guidance, a little bit of help, and work through some of those issues, or even just with the help of spirit, push you in the right direction, then that's what I'm here to do, and it's free, guys. Now, Maureen, I know you said, could you call in for a reading? I think that's what it was. My chat room is very, very, you know, there is a problem at the moment with the chat room, so I can't see a great deal on that. I can only see the top line, so I'll keep an eye on that. But we do have a new caller, and I'm going to go to the telephone lines now. I don't know what the area code is, but are you there, caller?
Yeah.
Hello. What's your name, please?
Cheyenne. Yes.
Oh, hi, Cheyenne. Hi. Sorry, it's the line's breaking up slightly as you chat away. And where are you calling in from today, please, Cheyenne?
Colorado.
Now, strangely enough, I was taken to when I was talking to that last lady before, I was being shown an example of skiing, and I was being taken to Boulder in Colorado. So I know Colorado is a big place, but strangely, I was the gentleman, the spirit visitor who came through before, took me to Colorado, and maybe it was there for you as well. Just one second, please, Cheyenne. I mentioned that I've got flies on the screen of my PC, and every time they jump on this touch screen, they actually change the screen on me. So I'm trying to keep an eye on what's going on, and they keep changing everything. So my apologies there. But how can I help? Was it just a general reading you were looking for, Cheyenne?
Yeah, you could say that. I'm going through a lot of change.
Okay.
And I kind of am a little bit muddled about things. Yeah, I would like to know what's coming up for me, what I need to pay attention to. Like, I'm knowing that I need to get a job.
Okay.
And I can no longer do what I've always done. Physically, I'm not able to. And so
okay.
I'm kind of changing directions, and I do healing work.
Okay, then. Right. And do you know what I will say, Cheyenne, as well, is that I was chatting to somebody the other day, and I know some great healers, fantastic healers, some spiritual workers as well. And it's strange because there are some people who seem to be able to make a living from it, and others, they seem to be forever penniless, and yet they are some of the best people I know. So difficult to... And yeah, and that's what I wanted to say. You know, it's a very difficult area indeed. But let's see what we've got here. Let's just see who we've got coming through for you, and then we'll have a look into what's going on with you. Okay.
Okay.
Right then. Okay. Okay. Now, as I link in with you, Cheyenne, I've got a gentleman drawing close to me here, and this gentleman, he appears to be a dark-skinned gentleman, and he appears to be quite tall, and he's also clean. Now, he made a point of telling me that he was clean-shaven. I feel as though with this gentleman that he would not be seen with, you know, a beard or any sort of growth on his face. He did like to be clean-shaven. And he's making me aware here that, now, I know this sounds strange, but he's making me very aware that although he was grey, it was striking grey hair, but he always kept it very, very short, cropped short, this gentleman. And before he passed away, he's making me aware here that he's telling me that he had a problem, but he's only making me aware with a problem with one of his lungs here. It's almost like there was a patch on his lung, and he said eventually, I'll leave it at that. He's just saying that that's where the problem started. I'm being made aware of a problem with one of his lungs here. But he's also telling me here that he would have had a problem if he wasn't nearly blind. He would have had a severe problem with, I feel this is his left eye. Would you understand this at all?
I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know. No, I don't. I had a friend who was blind, but he wasn't tall.
The only other person
I could think of is my father. My father was pretty tall. He was my height, but he died of prostate cancer, so I don't know about the lung. I mean, he could have had lung problems, and I wouldn't have been aware of it. There are a lot of secrets in the family, so it's a possibility it could be my father, because he had really short, to the point of being bald, gray hair. So
right. Okay, then. Did your father have dark skin as well? Is that right?
No, he was tan, but he was white.
Right, okay, because I'm just being made aware. What type of cancer did you say your father had?
Prostate cancer,
okay then. Now, strange. Okay, let's see if I can get a bit more information off this gentleman here. Because with what you've told me, thank you very much for helping me with that, but what I feel I've actually got here, now, with your friend who was blind, would you understand where he was, I would say, completely blind in one eye, but the other eye, it was more like very poor vision. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, that his name was Dave.
Okay, let's because I actually feel I've got the two energies here, because I was giving you the sort of information of one gentleman and information about the other. Okay, let's see if I can separate this out, because I feel I've got two people come through here. Okay. Right, okay. Now, with your dad, let's leave Dave on one side now, and we'll come back to Dave. But with your dad, now you said you're not sure about the problem with the lungs here, but would you understand a rasping cough with your dad here and a problem that it's almost like, excuse me, as he draws closer, I cannot get this tickle out of my throat, and it's almost like there's a problem with my throat as well, rather than a bronchial problem. I feel as though there's a restriction in his throat. Would you understand this?
It's a possibility. My father was unable to speak up for himself.
Right. I mean, and do you mean physically he couldn't speak up for himself? Would you understand that?
Yeah, he wasn't able to stand up for himself and stand in his power. He allowed my mother to beat him down a lot, so...
Right. Okay. But I'm being made aware of literally a physical restriction here that would have caused him to have this incessant cough. And it's almost like he wanted to cough something up. And this could also be symbolic, as you mentioned, that he wouldn't speak his mind. So I want to get a bit more of rock solid evidence here for you about your dad. You've told me about the prostate cancer. I've got this cough here. But with dad, with this gentleman I've got with me here, Cheyenne, this gentleman is me, and I was being made aware of the grey hair and the dark skin as well here. And you said about being tanned. Okay. Now,
yeah, he was tan, but he was white. My dad was white.
Okay, thank you. But what I'm being made aware of here...
I know who you're talking about. My ex-husband is Native American, and he passed away right before Christmas.
Okay.
But he doesn't have grey hair. He didn't have grey hair, but he was dark skin. He had red skin like an Indian, like a Cherokee Indian.
Right. Okay. Right.
And he had an incessant cough.
Right. Now, see, this is what they do sometimes, and I've never had three spirits come in ever and sort of try and all chat to me. So I need to separate these guys out. Thank you. I want to separate them out and get with Dad right now. So with what you've told me about Dad, and I'll leave the cough on the side with your friend here, because they do like to make themselves known, and I'm acknowledging that they're there for you. So just please say hello to them, and let's concentrate on Dad. Now, you've told me Dad would never speak up for himself here, Cheyenne. And with Dad, what I'm also being made aware of here with him, you told me here prostate cancer, but he's making me aware here of a problem that, excuse me, with his toes. And he's telling me here that there was a problem with his feet, and he was unsteady on his feet as well before he crossed over. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he walked with a limp.
Okay, thank you. And that's what I'll be made. But now, with the problem with his feet, he is telling me about his toes, but he's making me aware that his left heel, if it wasn't a plate in his ankle, there was a problem with his ankle where he had very little movement in his ankle. It was like a restricted movement. Would you understand this?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of what was wrong with him. I just knew that he walked with a limp.
Okay, thank you. So let's cut to the chase here and see why he's come through. Okay. Now, what he's telling me here, Cheyenne, is you've accepted that, you know, he said he never stood up for himself with your mom. But he's telling me here that it's strange because he said what we need to do here is break the cycle. And Dad's telling me here that he said there are people around you who seem to know what's best for you, and he said, and seem to be giving you advice that you don't necessarily agree with. Would you understand this, Cheyenne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And what Dad's telling me here is that, that I know you said there's lots of secrets in the family, but Dad is taking me back to your childhood here, and I want to get right to the message straight away, but he wants to take me back to your childhood. And he's telling me that, he said, you used to, if it wasn't the stoop where you used to sit, but he said you used to sit outside and listen to the arguments, he said, going on inside the house. And it's almost like Mom and Dad pretended that you couldn't hear and you were out of earshot, but you heard everything that went on. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I witnessed a lot of violence.
Okay, and that's what he's telling me
and
here.
And I didn't like it.
Okay, thank you. And what Dad's telling me here, Cheyenne, he's saying, you know, he said he knows he didn't stand up for himself, but he said he's also desperately sorry as well. He said that you had to be witness to that. He said because you carry those memories to this day, and he said, and that actually that colours a lot of your thinking these days. In that, you know. He said, what Dad's telling me here, he said, on a relationship basis, he said relationships that you had have not worked out as they should have done because of what, you know, what happened in your formative years when you were younger. He said, because when you were in relationships, this is almost like replayed in your mind. And he said it caused issues for yourself. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, that's exactly true.
Okay, thank you. And what Dad's telling me here is he said he's desperately sorry for that, for making you witness to that, but he said he wants to help as much as he can now from the world of spirit. And I've got your friend here, I've got Dave here, and I've got Dad here. And what they're telling me here for you, Cheyenne, is he said there are opportunities coming up for you. But he said, we talked about you being in Colorado, but I'm being made aware here of you looking at moving on or moving out of state. Would this make sense to you?
I know that I'm moving, but I didn't know that I was moving out of state.
Okay, well, I was just being shown moving on here, but I was being shown out of state. So would you take that just as it is for now? Because I'm being made aware of the moving on here, because I'm being made aware here that you need to move on, because I'm being told here that when I said about people talking around you at the moment that would... I want to say people talking around you at the moment that bring negative energy to you, and they are not actually helping you move on in the direction that you would like to go on. Would you understand this?
Yeah, there are people that are trying to hold me back with their stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And this is where Dad and everybody comes in at the moment, and they are urging you to make... And I talked earlier on about the head ruling the heart, so on and so forth, and about even my own situation where I just knew I had to move on irrespective of everything else. And they're telling me here, Dad is telling me particularly, that there is baggage that you need to unload and be able to move on with your life. And they're telling me just drop everything and you move on as you see fit. The work will come your way, but they said keep the healing in your back pocket. And what he means by that is that don't expect any major income from that, but what they're saying is move on, and opportunities will come your way that will help you get back on track and get back on the straight and narrow. And that's what I'm being shown now. And I want to take you forward to just the other side of Christmas, the process will begin before Christmas and continue after Christmas. And that's the time frame I'm looking at the moment. And I'll quickly draw these angel cards because, oh, you would not believe this, Cheyenne. I wish I had a TV camera, right? Archangel Michael is telling you to believe and trust. The Oracle cards, there's a sheep on its own being led away from the other sheep, and it says, step away from the crowd. I am not making this up, I promise you. And Celeste, messages from the angels, it says, a happy move to a new home or place of employment is in the works. This movement will usher in positive new energy. Do you know, I wish I could... I've got to get this show on video camera at some point, or even on webcam, because I've literally just plucked those cards out for you, and I really do hope you can take some positive inspiration from that, Cheyenne, and move forward on a positive note. Can I leave that with you?
Yes, thank you very much.
You take care. Bye-bye now. Thank you very much. And
bye-bye.
Guys, thank you. I've got about 2 minutes to go back to area code 253 very, very quickly. Ken, my producer, back to 253, please, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you. This is 253, Maureen.
Oh, Maureen, how are you doing? Okay.
Thank you. so much for that special message from my friend Cheryl, who's visiting.
Well, I just hope she could take something from it, Maureen. I really do.
Absolutely. Everything you said affirmed for her. So thank you so much for being that messenger.
No problem. And I've literally got about 3 minutes left. So is it just a quick reading for yourself, was it, Maureen?
A quick reading would be fabulous.
Okay. Now, very, very quickly. Now, sometimes when the pressure is on like this to beat the clock, spirit come through very, very quickly. But for yourself, Maureen, I've got a lady who's just stepped in here. And very quickly, this lady's making me aware here that before she passed away, I feel like she's a grandmother. And I've either got the name Bethany. I'm not saying this is her name, but I've got the name Bethany being called for you. But I'm also hearing the name Elizabeth and a contraction of that, Beth, as well. Would you understand either of those names at all?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's great. But anyway, this lady's come through, and what she's making me aware of here, I feel like she's on a grandmother thing. She's making me aware that she would have been, she's telling me here that she would have been in her early 70s, this lady, when she passed, and I feel around 72. And she's making me aware here that before she passed away, this lady's making me feel that she felt normal and relatively healthy, and it's almost like she went into hospital or suddenly took ill, expecting to come out the other side perfectly fine and never recovered. Would you understand this at all?
Not really.
Oh, right, okay. This is what happens sometimes. They pile in here, and sometimes it could even be for the next caller. Okay, let's see what we've got. Okay, I'll ask this lady to step to one side. And I've got a young man here who was around about 20 when he passed. Now, I've got the name linking to him, the name of Simon, so I don't know whether you can take that. But this young man here was around 20 when he passed. And he's making me aware here that if it wasn't a motorbike accident, it was some sort of road accident. Would you understand this at all?
I did lose somebody, a young man who was 16, a nephew, to an accident, but it was a hiking accident.
Right, okay. Let's see if I can... Because would you understand with your nephew, because he's definitely showing me motorbikes here, would you understand an interest in motorbikes that he would have had or motorcycles?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'll ask him why he's showing me that. Ah, right. He's making me... Now, if this doesn't fit, Maureen, because I always say to people, I can't keep making it fit if it doesn't fit, but he's making me aware here, he's bringing me memories, he said, that you might understand of a motorcycle that was involved with a car that you knew of, a road accident here between a motorcycle and a car. Would you understand this yourself at all?
No, I dated a man who had a motorcycle, but he never had any accidents when I dated him.
Okay, no problem. Right, what I'll have to do... Okay, I'm just going to try one more bit of evidence from this gentleman. Ah, right, okay. Maureen, I'm afraid I've got no more evidence that I can possibly make this fit with this gentleman. So thank you for calling in, and I do apologize.
Oh, thank you for your gift. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid we've come to the end of the show. Wow, where did it go? But thank you all for calling in. I'll be back at the same time, same place, next week, 9:30 UK time. My name's Andrew D., and I will speak to you very soon. Good night, and God bless. Thank you.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D. on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.